Thunderstorms are possible, maybe one or two strong, but the severe threat looks to be somewhat limited now with this easterly flow. Into the overnight hours, temperatures in the 50s tomorrow. A few showers still around, a little bit cooler as well. Temperatures only in the upper 50s and near 60. End of the weekend, a little bit of brightening, mid-60s by Saturday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff in the First Alert Weather Center.
It's 62 in College Park, 63 in Fairfax, 68 on the National Mall.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Coming up,
new details on how small explosions will be used in the Key Bridge cleanup. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Republican candidate Larry Hogan clarifies his stance on abortion in Maryland's U.S. Senate race. I'm Nick Ainelli.
The House takes down an effort to oust House Speaker Johnson that took many by surprise. I'm Mitchell Miller. Today on The Hill.
6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with yet another round of severe weather.
Lord, please spare us.
A couple in their car stunned as a twister touched down in Columbia, Tennessee. They were spared. Two others were killed. Spring Hill Mayor Jim Hageman.
We had a confirmed tornado that came through here, and the evidence shows that.
WTVF's Hunter Hoagland is in Maury County.
I can tell you we've seen heavy damage pretty much everywhere you look, right? Homes that have collapsed, barns that have caved in, and power lines that have fallen. It is a mess to get through here. Some of the trees and power lines have fallen on these roads.
One person was killed by a twister in North Carolina. President Biden says he will not supply offensive weapons that Israel could use in an all-out assault on the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
In an interview with CNN, the president said the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense, but if it moves into Rafah, the U.S. will not provide weapons and artillery shells. On Capitol Hill, Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham reacted angrily to news shipments had already been paused.
This is obscene. It is absurd. Give Israel what they need to fight the war they can't afford to lose.
More pro-Palestinian protest arrests on campus, among the latest UMass Amherst. Student organizer Malia Cole says police response was overkill.
It was really horrific to watch their hands going numb from the cuffs being too tight to rashes on their hands and stomachs from being thrown to the ground.
In Red Square, Russia marked the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. President Putin talked about arrogant Western elites and justified his move into Ukraine.
We won't allow anybody to threaten us, and we must always be on combat alert.
Here in the U.S., an MLB star's former interpreter could be going away for a long time.
Ipe Mizuhara has now pleaded guilty for illegally transferring about $17 million from Shohei Ohtani's bank account to pay off his own gambling debts. He's also pleaded guilty to signing a false tax return. Mizuhara regularly interacted with Ohtani's sports agents and financial advisors who did not speak Japanese on behalf of Ohtani, who did not speak English. The 39-year-old Mizuhara will be arraigned next week and faces more than 30 years in federal prison.
CBS's Matt Piper. Miss Teen USA has handed back her crown 8 months after she won the title. In a statement, 17-year-old Uma Sofia Servanastra says her personal values no longer align with the organization's. 2 days ago, Miss USA stepped aside amid allegations of bullying and a toxic workplace. Deborah, this is CBS.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
6:03 on Thursday, May 9th. We're at 68 degrees. A chance of rain and storms today. Cooler. Highs in the low 70s. Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The top local story we're following this hour. We're learning new details this morning about cleanup efforts at Baltimore's collapsed Key Bridge. As we've told you, the plan includes explosives. More on that from WTOP's Neil Augenstein.
The goal is to cut the huge steel bridge truss that's resting on the dolly.
Precision cutting offers one of the most efficient and safest methods to be able to remove steel under such a high level of tension.
An Army Corps of Engineers video shows the crews will make small cuts at specific points in the steel. Explosive charges will be inserted and secured in place before they're set off.
It's important to note that this controlled demolition is not like what you would see in a movie.
From a distance, it'll sound sound like fireworks or thunder and look like puffs of smoke. The whole thing will take 2 to 5 seconds. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Campaign 2024 on WTOP. Today is the last day for early voting ahead of Tuesday's primary elections in Maryland. Former Governor Larry Hogan is expected to easily win the Republican nomination in the race for Maryland's soon-to-be-open Senate seat. Hogan covered many issues in a wide-ranging interview with WTOP's Nick Iannelli.
Fiscal conservative, stimulating the economy, creating opportunity and jobs is what I'd focus on in the Senate.
But what about other issues Republicans have focused on, such as abortion? Some Democrats have suggested that former Governor Larry Hogan would support a federal abortion ban. When asked about that, Hogan responded by saying, unequivocally,
"No, of course not. That's absolutely false."
Hogan says his record speaks for itself.
My position has been the same. When I was running for governor in 2014, I said I would not take any action to change any of Maryland's current law on protecting a woman's right to access to abortion, and I kept that promise for 8 years.
Regarding the Baltimore Bridge collapse, it's estimated that it'll take until 2028 for a new bridge to be built there. Hogan has called that unacceptable.
It's a very important thing, not just for Baltimore, but, you know, it's a federal highway.
He says as a senator, he would work to speed up the timeline.
You could get it done faster. Most of the delays are the federal environmental process and the wildlife process that you have to go through. And we ought to figure out ways to maybe streamline it so we can cut time, which adds, you know, the time adds more cost and delays. Frankly, you could get it done faster if we can streamline things and cut some of the red tape.
In Montgomery County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
You can watch Nick's full interview at WTOP.com.
This morning, some residents of Upper Northwest D.C. are still being told to boil their water before drinking it. The boil water advisory went into effect yesterday for about 4,800 D.C. water customers after an afternoon water main break at 40th and Morrison Streets. D.C. Water says the advisory will remain in effect until at least tomorrow. It's had many residents flocking to nearby grocery stores to buy bottled water. Not sure if you have to boil your water? Go to WTOP.com to access an interactive map of the affected area. We will, of course, let you know when the advisory is lifted.
One of the district's most restricted flight zones will be filled with planes this weekend. More than 50 vintage and modern aircraft are set to fly over the National Mall, part of an event hosted by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Anyone on the mall will most likely hear a low rumble between noon and 1 p.m. Saturday as those planes fly at a low altitude through the area.
Well, that sounds absolutely awesome.
Yes, it does.
Might have to check that out. Coming up on WTOP, a streaming service introduces more ads to your viewing experience. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
It is almost 6:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's check in on traffic with Rob Stallworth.
Michelle, things are looking pretty good, actually, on the Beltway in both Maryland and Virginia between the American Legion and Woodrow Wilson Bridges in Virginia. Northbound I-95 still on the brakes as you leave Dale City headed toward 123, then off and on as you leave Lorton toward Newington, but your travel lanes open as you continue toward the Springfield Interchange and on I-395, which looks pretty good going up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. In Maryland, northbound 5 after the 301 split, that's where you have some volume delays building. As you leave Floral Park Road headed toward, at this point, we understand Surratt's Road, so watch out for those delays there. Otherwise, if you're traveling on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue remains clear as you head toward the Beltway. No problems if you're on 50 between the Capitol Beltway and the Eastern Shore. Your travel lanes are open inside the Beltway, headed in through Chevrolet and onto New York Avenue, with brief delays toward Blaine'sburg Road. And no problems as you continue toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Southbound DC 295 on the brakes as you leave Eastern Avenue, headed down toward East Capitol Street, with your travel lanes open there. Inbound eastbound on the Suitland Parkway. Watch for delays as you make your way past Alabama Avenue headed towards Stanton Road, but nothing reported as blocking. Back in Maryland on the outer loop, top side of the Beltway, starting to see some more brake lights fill in as you leave New Hampshire Avenue headed toward Georgia Avenue, southbound 270 on the brakes as you approach 80 near Benna, headed down to and past 109, but your travel lanes are open and available. Back in Virginia, keep in mind the Georgetown Pike has been reopened both ways near Falls Bridge Lane from the earlier crash investigation, which has since gone. Check out the Genesis GV70 EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash. Charge in the Genesis of Rockville and Gaithersburg at fitsmall.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
And here is 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
We're tracking grayer, cooler stretch of weather headed our way today. Lucky if we make it to 70. A few passing showers out there this morning. Some dry time into the afternoon. Maybe a peak of sunshine, but I don't see a ton coming through. Into the evening, a few showers and storms possible as a frontal system comes on through. The severe risk looks to be less intense now with this easterly flow, but we'll continue to keep an eye on that. 50s overnight. Tomorrow looking like a better chance for some scattered cool conditions with temperatures only in the upper 50s to near 60. Some peaks of sunshine by Saturday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
67 in Georgetown. It's 60 in Bowie and 63 in Leesburg. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
6:10, Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Amazon will soon start pushing new advertising as part of its Prime Video streaming service. Viewers will see several types, starting with pause ads, which start to play whenever you pause the show you're watching. There are also so-called carousel ads as part of a commercial break. A carousel of ads will pop up and you can choose the one you want to see. And there are trivia ads, which will tell you about a product and then give you a chance to earn rewards by completing certain tasks. Amazon says these will be implemented in the upcoming broadcast year.
That carousel of ads sounds interesting.
They all sound terrible to me personally.
An ad that you might actually want to watch instead of one that you don't.
Yeah.
That's a different innovation. Well, media giant Paramount Global could be broken up as part of a new $26 billion buyout bid. The New York Times reports that Sony Pictures and Apollo Global Management, which was co-founded by Commander's owner Josh Harris, have a plan that would sell off the CBS network along with Paramount's cable channels and its streaming service, Paramount Plus. Breaking up Paramount could satisfy potential regulatory concerns, mainly that U.S. laws would prevent Japanese-owned Sony from owning a broadcast network outright.
Still ahead, a 4-year experiment involving a carless road could soon become permanent. It's 6:11.
Sponsored by Compassion International.
Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Sponsor a child with compassion. Just text radio to 83393.
Today's Innovation in Government report highlights the government's IT modernization opportunities. Brian Mickelson, the Vice President and General Manager for U.S. Public Sector at Datadog, says end-to-end observability can help agencies improve the citizen experience.
We're talking about capabilities around real user monitoring, around, we talk about it in terms of synthetics, we talk about it in terms of session replay, but what a product owner or a digital capability owner really has the capability to do today is they can see the unique experiences that their end users are having. So they can see when a login occurs, they can see what the actual user experience or travel through that application might be. So they can generally understand what's flowing well, where are the bottlenecks, what are the challenges with that customer's front-end experience. Proactively understand, is that front-end application, is it up and running the way I want it to?
Let Datadog, Carahsoft, and their reseller partners help you imagine what your agency is capable of. Learn more at carahsoft.com/innovation.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Run with the Marines at the Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at marinemarathon.com. Run 13.1 miles through historic Fredericksburg, all while U.S. Marines cheer you on to a finish line, bathe in stars and stripes, where you'll receive a stunning finisher medal. Register now. The Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at marinemarathon.com. That's marinemarathon.com.
Maryland's primary election is May 14th. With three ways to participate, it's never too early to plan your vote. Between May 2nd and May 9th, you can cast your vote at an early voting center. You can also vote by mail. Request a ballot and make sure it's postmarked or placed in a drop box by May 14th. Or you can vote in person on Election Day. Find your local polling place, request a ballot, and more by visiting vote.md.gov/vote2024.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
Coming up, what happened with the latest effort to oust the House Speaker? It's 6:14.
Get ready to elevate your home during Marlow Furniture's Memorial Day Savings Event. Save big with 25% off all furniture, plus free delivery, or enjoy 5 years no interest financing. Shop unbeatable Memorial Day deals. Sofas $6.99, dining sets $7.99, and queen beds priced at an amazing $7.99. Save 25% off, plus free delivery, or 5 years no interest financing. Happening now only at Marlow Furniture, your trusted destination with the area's largest showrooms under one roof since 1955.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things: plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
6:15.
An experiment that started at the start of the COVID pandemic may become permanent along Beach Drive in Montgomery County. The pilot program allows a nearly 3-mile stretch of that road to be shut down to traffic on weekends so it can safely be used by pedestrians and cyclists. Now, Montgomery Parks says the program could be made permanent with some small changes. The parkway's hours would include Fridays, and the length would be shortened. It would end at Cedar Lane instead of Connecticut Avenue. It's asking for public comment before the plan is presented to the county planning board in June.
A surprise move in the House. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene brought her motion to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson to the floor. It was quickly killed, but her action infuriated many Republicans. WTOP's Mitchell Miller has more today on the Hill.
The vote was to table Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate.
The yeas are 359, the nays are 43, with 7 answering present. The motion is adopted.
While most Republicans and Democrats voted to kill the motion, 11 GOP lawmakers voted to move ahead with it. Greene had meetings over 2 days with Johnson in an apparent effort to head off the vote. The speaker was clearly disappointed.
Hopefully this is the end of the personality politics and the frivolous character assassination that has defined the 118th Congress.
Many Republicans are upset with Greene, and while former President Trump praised her, he also said he was against her motion. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
For your next flight, there are some simple ways to make sure your checked bag doesn't get lost.
It's vacation time. You spend a whole week packing your bag, getting that perfect balance of shirts, pants, and shoes, only to have the airline misplace it. Tech can help. I'm Kim Commando, brought to you by Total AV. Get 85% off leading security for all your devices at protectwithkim.com. On average, U.S.-based airlines lose one bag for every 200 that get checked. The biggest culprit, American Airlines, with 1 out of 100 that go missing. United and Alaska Airlines aren't far behind. If you're flying this summer, tuck an Apple AirTag or a Tile tracker inside your bag. That way, when the airlines say they don't know where your bag is, you can show them where it is on a map. You also want to snap photos of your bag and its contents from multiple angles. These photos can really save the day. Since a lot of luggage looks the same, put a sticker or something on yours. And get the airline's official app. Many show you where your luggage is. Your best bet, though, always carry it on. Get device advice you can use in your life every single day with my free newsletter at getkim.com.
Here are the top stories we're working on at WTOP.
Changes are underway at George Washington University in D.C. that could deter protesters from any future encampment efforts.
Former governor and current Senate candidate Larry Hogan talks with WTOP ahead of Tuesday's primary election day in Maryland.
And there's a guilty plea after an elderly man is beaten to death in our area.
Full details in the minutes ahead.
It's now 6:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Here's Rob Stallworth.
Outer loop volume coming past New Hampshire Avenue toward Georgia Avenue, but travel lanes are open and available. Southbound 270 off and on the brakes, approaching 80 in Urbana, headed down to and past 109 with nothing reported in your way as you continue toward the lane divide. Traveling at this point on I-95, you're looking pretty smooth. Southbound BW Parkway, brief delays, passing 175, headed down toward 198. If you're in, at this point, Route 50, looking pretty good, leaving the eastern shore, headed across the Bay Bridge and inside the Beltway through Chevrolet, with travel lanes open and available there. Northbound Route 5, delays coming past the split with 301, headed past Moores Road toward Armstrong Drive. Northbound 210, delays as you make your way past Swan Creek Road toward Palmer Road, but clear after that toward the Beltway. In the district, northbound I-295 looks pretty good, coming inbound toward the 11th Street Bridge. Southbound DC 295 on the brakes, passing Eastern Avenue, headed down toward East Capitol Street. Some volume delays on the inbound Suitland Parkway, past Alabama Avenue toward Stanton Road, but cool as you continue toward the Douglas Bridge, which the travel lane is open and available there. In Virginia, I-95 northbound on the brakes as you leave Dale City, headed toward the Prince William Parkway. Then brief delays leaving Lorton, headed into Newington toward the Springfield Interchange. It's saving season at Lidl Pizza. Tons of new deals and specials for everyone, exclusively at LidlPizza.com. Lidl Pizza, a local legend since 1955. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff. Looks like some more of that rain is creeping into parts of the area.
Yeah, southwest of town is what I'm keeping an eye on right now as the first little batch of showers try to approach our area, getting a little bit closer to some of our southwestern zones into Fredericksburg and Culpeper. A little bit of light rain down towards Front Royal as well. There could be a little bit of moisture to pass through here through the mid-morning hours. Otherwise, a little sunshine early gives way to more in the way of clouds. We'll go with a mostly cloudy setup. Winds out of the east will mean that we'll stay a much cooler, only upper 60s to near 70 degrees today. And I do think that will help cut down on some of our severe threat later on. A shower storm into the early afternoon, not out of the question, but our better chance for some weather comes later this evening as a cold front kind of works its way across our area. Now, here's the deal. As we go through later tonight, I do think a few showers and storms are a possibility, but the strongest action looks to be south of town, where they'll have the potential to a little bit more sunshine, a little more heating, and a little bit more instability. We'll just be keeping you posted throughout the day, but a few storms possible late tonight, with the strongest right now looking to be to our south. We'll keep you posted. Overnight into tomorrow morning, into the 50s, tomorrow, we may not even make it to 60. Overcast, cloudy, with a few passing showers here and there. Northeasterly winds, just kind of a raw day with near 90 yesterday to barely near 60 tomorrow. The weekend does bring some sunshine chances. A mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, mid-60s, much cooler, well below average, and a few passing showers into the evening. Sunday, same deal, mid-60s, with a mix of sun and clouds and maybe a shower or storm. I don't really see a drier day emerging till potentially maybe next Monday. So, yeah, it's not the prettiest of stretches, but it definitely is cooler, and all these showers are good. The April showers usually bring May flowers. The May showers bring what?
I don't know.
Mayflower brought the Mayflower. No, May showers. Mayflower brought the pilgrims. I don't know. Okay. 67 right now at Dulles, 61 in Mount Airy, 59 in Leonardtown. I don't know. Help me out, gang. Help me out.
You need some coffee? I can bring some over.
I think so. Yes. All right.
Okay.
Please do.
All right. Well, the forecast is brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. Save 50% off installation.
And coming up,
how it was a shell of a surprise for these teachers during Teacher Appreciation Week. In Bowie, I'm John Dome in
622.
So, my husband's eating healthy, I'm gluten-free, our daughter's vegan, and our son loves burgers, and that makes it really hard to choose a place to eat, which is why Silver Diner has become our go-to restaurant. Their flexitarian menu offers something for all of us, and they use fresh, locally sourced ingredients. It's the one place we can all agree on.
Check out Silver Diner and find something for everyone. Silver Diner, much more than a diner.
Federal agencies are meeting their customers where they're at, delivering public-facing benefits and services online and on mobile devices. Here's Mike Rowe, product manager at HCL Software, on what it means to deliver targeted customer experiences.
You want to make sure that you've got targeted, relevant, kind of personalized experiences, know something about the folks that are using the experience, and deliver that to them.
Listen to the full interview on federalnewsnetwork.com, keyword HCL Software. Creating better digital experiences is at your fingertips with HCL Software.
We understand that building an exceptional experience for citizens starts with better tools and technology for government employees. Our solutions bring together content, data, systems, and processes using a single platform that creates true total experiences for every user. See how HCL software can help your agency transform the way you do business. Visit hclfederal.com/experience.
You're listening to WTOP News.
624, I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Parents across the country are buying gifts to say thanks to their kids' teachers as part of Teacher Appreciation Week. And WTOP's John Doman went to a school in Bowie where one teacher got an especially nice surprise.
The $1,000 check stunned Samuel Ogle Middle School teacher Pedro Gonzalez. It was given to him by the University of Maryland's Education College for his work in the classroom.
Wow. Thank you.
Hold it up, Pedro.
Thank you.
Everybody's got a favorite teacher. Like, everybody can really think about the impact that teachers have on our lives, but so often we don't say thank you, and it's Teacher Appreciation Week, and we wanted to say thank you in a really big way.
Kimberly Griffin's the dean of Maryland's College of Education, and then it was extra credit for the whole class.
All y'all go get some G-Bucks.
Getting similar prizes were Jamie Amaya from International High School in Langley Park and Alexis Cutler, who teaches at Tyler Heights Elementary in Annapolis. In Bowie, John Dome in WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
6:25, and here is our own Dave Preston.
Nationals come up short in 12 innings to the Orioles 7-6. They sent the game into extra frames with a two-run rally in the ninth and then extended things with a two-run 11th, manager Davey Martinez.
Good battle all night long. To me, that shows unbelievable character. It really does. I mean, we fell short, yeah, but they put two on, we come back. They put two on, we come back. And that says a lot about this ball club. It was beautiful. I mean, it really was. We fell short, but we keep playing like that, and we're going to win a lot of baseball games. So I'm really proud of the way the boys fought tonight.
The boys will be back in town May 20th after a 9-game road trip that begins tomorrow, so spread the word around. NBA playoffs, New York tops Indiana 130-121. Knicks outscore the Pacers 36-18 in the third quarter and take a 2-game-to-none series lead. Denver center Nikola Jokic is voted league MVP. NHL playoffs, Florida smokes Boston 6-1, tying up that series at a game apiece. Game one out west, Vancouver outscores Edmonton 5-4. WNBA preseason Mystics lose to Minnesota 83-77 despite turning over the Lynx 26 times. The regular season tips off May 14th. Dave Preston, WTOP.